saying, when we give to UMCOR, we've always been told that 100% of the dollar that we give to the advance, for example, if you're giving it for hunger or for a disaster, a flood or earthquake and so forth, 100% of those dollars go to the project. All the administrative costs and that sort of thing are taken care of in other ways.
But we have often heard of the way that governments over there may misappropriate some of the funds.
Yes.
Is that a fact? Or?
Oh, I'm sure it is a fact, particularly when we have money or supplies and so forth given from government to government. But as we give through the church, then we work through the church in these countries. And so that's another thing. If we had to pay for the volunteerism that is here in this country and over there, we couldn't afford very much.
But your work was volunteer.
It's volunteer work, yes. That's part of what I can do. You know, we ought to pay a little bit for the space we take up on Earth.
Right.
So I guess that's how we do
you
it.
You are certainly doing your share. But now, you mentioned, how can other members of the public help Africa?
Well, a great many, an increasing number at least, of people go over on work teams now. And while I was in Sierra Leone this past winter, we had work teams there from Pennsylvania and from Indiana and Kentucky and Tennessee. Some of them come over to help in building latrines and dormitories and that sort of thing. The group from Indiana, both conferences of our church in Indiana have committed themselves for a number of years now in a program that they call Operation Classroom. And what they're doing is they're supplying books and tablets and pencils and rulers and that sort of thing to a number of schools in both Sierra Leone and in Liberia. And then they are going over there to, in some cases, help repair, in other cases, help build schools or places for some of the teachers of the schools to live in. And the repair work that needs to be done in many of these places is for the schools is, you just can't imagine how badly it's needed. They need blackboards and all of the things that makes a school go. They also, the Indiana people, are also giving money to a fund over there so that it's a revolving fund so that the teachers will be paid. In Sierra Leone,
the native teachers,
they may be 2 or 3 months behind in receiving pay.
Mm-hmm.
And their pay, it doesn't amount to hardly anything anyhow, but it's all they have. It might be $30 or $35 a month. But then when they haven't had it for 2 or 3 months in a row, they're just almost destitute to how to get along. And so the Indiana people have made a contribution in Sierra Leone there to a revolving fund. So while the government may be delaying their payment of the salaries, they use this developing fund to pay the teachers and then replace it when the government finally has enough money to help pay them. It's just amazing how those people get along when they haven't any income for a period of time.
Well, Dick, we know that you've served other organizations, community organizations. In 1987, for example, you were named Rotarian of the Year. Other groups have you served?
Well, I've been involved in several things, I guess. I was on the board of the Webster Cantrell Hall, which is originally was a place for boys and girls who were orphaned or now are some unwanted children or children who have been in trouble with the law maybe, and this is a home where if their parents don't want them or they're not existent or run off or whatever, they look after them. I've also been involved with what was called day probation for high school age students who were in trouble with the law, maybe for the first time, and needed to have training other than going to our public schools. I've been involved, of course, with Rotary. I'm in several things there. At the present time, the Rotary clubs across the world are trying to stamp out polio, which is pretty well non-existent in our country, but in other countries of the world is still prevalent. And so our intention is to give the vaccine to every baby across the world here and accomplish that in the next few years. I guess I've been involved in YMCA work, and I don't know.
Well, you've been busy.
I've been busy. Keep out of mischief.
And very helpful. What are your plans for the future?
Well, I'll keep involved as long as my health is good, I guess. When I go to these other countries, for example, in Africa, you have to be invited. You don't just pick up and go. And I plan to continue to be a consultant to UMCOR, and when they need me and when my so-called expertise would be helpful, I may go back to Africa. Mm-hmm. I may go someplace else. As I say, I'll keep going as long as my health lets me do that, I guess.
Well, that certainly is great. We joined the Sertoma clubs in celebrating your work, Dick, and we feel that you really have made a great contribution. And thank you very much for sharing your reminiscences with us. This is Betty Trunell speaking for the Decatur Public Library and the First United Methodist Church of Decatur. You have been listening to the experiences of Mr. Richard E. Reeves.
Thank you very much.